The final question in the June 2010 higher tier paper was, explain how increasing international travel threatens the global environment. And this was a 5-mark question. So it would have been marked with 2 levels, level 1 basic, which would have been 1 to 3 marks, or level 2 clear, 4 to 5 marks. For level 1, simple ideas may include global warming, ozone depletion, or acid rain. Any reference to pollution had to be qualified, so rather than just writing the word pollution, which wouldn't get any credit, make sure you write air pollution, water pollution, etc. An example of a level 1 idea may have been more air travel means more global warming, and that would have achieved 1 mark. For a level 2 clear response, much more detailed ideas about how development may lead to impacts on the global environment or threaten the global environment. So an example might be more international travel means more air travel, which can help cause global warming. This may cause sea levels to rise and coastal areas to flood. So here we've got, again, a series of linked ideas going back to the question about international travel threatening the global environment. Clearly, global warming is a global issue, sea level rise is a global issue, and coastal flooding as a result of sea level rise is going to affect many places around the world and is therefore a global issue.